KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Well, this segment, our listeners, especially in the Albuquerque area, but really all over New Mexico, want you to take note of what we're going to be talking about and where we're going to be talking about, because it is a treasure to our state that, you know, a lot of people probably don't even know it's there. And we want to take care of that. We want to make sure people are aware. And I want to welcome into studio via the phone, Roger joins us from Wildlife West Nature Park in Edgewood. And Roger, I don't want to butcher your last name, so I'll let you say it.
Al Ink, like red ink, Al Ink.
Al Ink, all right. Yeah. Well, we appreciate Roger Al Ink joining us from Wildlife West Nature Park, which, by the way, I'll give this several times because I want, this is a great resource. The people doing your website should be complimented, Roger. A lot of great information there. WildlifeWest.org. It's WildlifeWest.org. And, Roger, before we get into this weekend's activities that really drew my attention to inviting you on the air today, let those unfamiliar with Wildlife West Nature Park briefly know about the history and we'll go into more detail about the various activities available, but how did this all get underway?
Well, I'm the founder and the director and the fixer and everything it takes to run it. And so I decided to do something for youth, for wildlife, for recreation, and put it all together and make a wildlife park for native rescued wildlife. And we've been here 32 years now.
Well, it truly, I said it at the top, it truly is a treasure. And I hope that our listeners will take advantage of its locale to get out there routinely, because between the dates of March 15th and the end of October, it's available from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Is that 7 days a week?
7 days a week. We're here every day, and from 10 to 6. In the fall, we go to winter hours, which is 12 to 4. But this summer, we're open every day, 7 days. From 10 to 6.
Okay, now what's happening this weekend is the Wind Festival. And, you know, what stands out when I look at the festival is the kites. And we'll start there. What kind of kite activity do you have planned for the weekend?
Well, we have a beautiful, safe kite field that people can fly their kites without high lines and things in the way. What we have is it's a free event. We encourage families to come and bring their kids. If they don't have a kite, we'll sell them a kite that's really a good kind of kite that flies in all kinds of wind and is durable. So we have a big open field, and they can just come and park along the side there and just enjoy their family, enjoy the tug of a kite.
Right. So you can bring your own kite or buy one there. The other cool thing, and I have to imagine that there's much more to being a professional kite flyer than many people may realize.
Yes. We have several professional kiters that come every year, and they can assist, like these two-line kites where you steer them, and then they fly very fast in the maneuvers, and you have to hang on, otherwise it'll pull you off your feet. It tugs that hard. But you don't have to do that just to have fun. We have single line kites, deltas that are really easy to fly and durable, because you know when you learn, sometimes they crash.
Yeah.
And we are awarding some prizes for youngest and the oldest and the best crash. And so have somebody out there from the Lions Club, which is another great organization, a volunteer organization that helps communities.
Yeah, and the go ahead.
They also help with the hearing and blind.
Oh, great, great, great. Yeah, Roger, you know, and the truth is everyone wins by getting out. And you know, the awards, I love it. You know, not everyone gets an award. You got to compete. But everyone does win in getting out together with family. And you know, these are the kind of events and things I'm going to tell you as a kid growing up, Roger, my parents purposed to do stuff like this. And even if we just did it one or two times, these are lifelong memories that are being created, aren't they?
Yes. Yes. There's nothing quite like a tug of a kite string. And it's, we think kids can get off their phones and their electronic devices and do something real.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, we live in such a beautiful place. Now, the double string kite, the one you were talking about that you can maneuver, I have to tell you, we actually got one of those once when years ago when my family was living in Chicago, and with my young children, we did that, and it really is something. And you know, everyone thinks about Chicago being the Windy City. Chicago has nothing on the canyon, and Edgewood's right. Proximity to the canyon creates a beautiful place for good wind for kite flying. And that is this weekend. The 6th and 7th, Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. To 6 p.m. Any more about this weekend you want to make sure to mention, Roger?
Well, we have a food truck that if you want to bring your lunch, you can. And also we have an awesome, like homemade type food on a food truck. And it's the name of the truck is called Your Daily Bread. And they are really very wholesome people and wholesome food.
Very good. Well, I want to move down the calendar because we did mention a lot of activity happening between March and October. And next on the calendar would be the Art and Fiber Festival, May 20th and 21st. And again, you're having competitions. What kind of competitions would you see there?
Well, I don't know if people have ever seen sheep get sheared, alpacas and different goats, and they shear them, and then they spin the wool into usable items that they can make garments out of, and so really competing on those kind of, like how the old-timers made their clothing, and I'm not in charge of that event. It's just we host a lot of fun events.
Right.
It's a club or a kind of a group of people that do that kind of thing. There's a lot of them that are back to the nature of making garments out of the little animals that they raise. So that's cool.
And I know for that event, based on the website, which, by the way, I mentioned it earlier, wildlifewest.org. That event will include workshops. I love this, Roger. It's how many times do we tell the kids, don't touch that. Don't touch that. There's a kids' hands-on booth where they can enjoy that Art and Fiber Festival. And as you mentioned before, you know, food is typically part of what happens at these events, and there'll be music as well. And, you know, if we have time, I want to mention some of the other events. But before we get to that, Roger, if we can back up a little bit, even when there's not an event going on, there's always something going on at Wildlife West Nature Park.
We have 27 different species of native rescued wildlife. These are animals that can't survive due to imprinting to humans or maybe injury. They have problems to be wild. They're still wild animals, but they cannot be released again because it would be a bad end. So we take care of them all their life, feed them, care for them, love them. You'll find out they're very friendly animals.
Yeah, and you know, one of the other things I wanted to mention, I'm the father of many, and we had six kids, and our 11th grandbaby's on the way. But, you know, how many times, especially, you know, grandparents or parents, you know, okay, we've got the weekend, or you know, what are we going to do? you know what? There's always something to do out there, whether it's one of these events or I was looking on the website. I love this. The Kids Imagination Trail. And on the website, it said, it's ready and waiting. Bring the kids to run, jump, and play to just burn off some of that little kid energy. That's
it's a very interesting. It's made out of mostly all recycled material. So it's not one of those lawyer designed structures that aren't that much fun, but these are tires and old airplane that, a glider that we remodeled, old tractors to sit on. Just, there's a hobbit house, an old boat where you can sit and pretend like you're boating, has a steering wheel, and you can use the imagination.
I love it.
It's the biggest nation in the world.
Yeah, I really do love this. And you know, one of the things, it's clear when you look at the different events and the things available on the website, so family friendly. And, you know, Roger, we're just living in a time where it seems like we need this kind of outlet more than ever.
Exactly, yeah. I just, there's a book called The Last Child in the Woods. It's a story about kids and how they are so connected to electronics. And then they go out in the forest and they get scared because there's no plug-ins out there. It's just a very interesting book that this author did an awesome job explaining how kids are nowadays.
Yeah. I remember when being able to go out in the middle of the mesa and dig a hole and build a fort was kind of a full weekend project. And it's just the kind of stuff you don't see that often. We're visiting today with Roger Alink, and Roger is at the Wildlife West Nature Park in Edgewood. We mentioned the event this weekend, the Wind Festival, Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And whether you have a kite or, you know, if you get out there, you don't have one, buy one. There'll be demonstrations from professional kite flyers this weekend as well. There's much more families to do at Wildlife West Nature Park that we haven't even touched on, and other events coming up. Roger, can you stay with us through the break?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, more from the Wildlife West Nature Park on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Well, thanks for joining us. We're right in the middle of a conversation with Roger Alink and the Wildlife West Nature Park in Edgewood. We mentioned the Wind Festival, the kite flying this weekend. That's May 6th and 7th, Saturday and Sunday. And no cost to get out onto the kite field. Roger, correct me if I'm wrong. But if you do, you know, go into the Wildlife Nature Park and you know, do the regular thing there. There's a small admittance, but it's a totally affordable entry fee.
It is. It's 9 for adults, 7 for seniors, 5 for students. Active retired military are free. Children age 4 and under are free. And we are very accessible as well. Paved sidewalks to see the animals. We also have wheelchair and strollers available if they need them. And so we take care of everybody.
Okay, now one other thing. I'm going to go quickly through some of the stuff that's later in the season on the calendar because our listeners can go to wildlifewest.org and click on coming up, and you'll see all the details about these events. But some of the things on the way, music festivals, and part of what that includes, I want to actually revisit. But in August, there's going to be a Pirate and Viking Summer Bash. I mean, how fun is that? That just sounds like a blast. The Harvest and Fiber Festival is in September. The White Wings Over America. You know, Roger, I have to tell you how much I appreciate this. Every September 11th, I actually go back and watch a lot of the coverage from what happened, in various parts of our country. And on September 11th, 2001, I think much of our country has forgotten, about the people we lost. And you know what, Roger, after 9/11, how we came together, regardless of politics, regardless of ideologies, how we came together as a nation. And why don't you briefly let us know what you do with the White Wings Over America?
Well, it's a very solemn ceremony remembering the sacrifice that almost 3,000 people had from that event. We have a 10 o'clock is simultaneous across the nation where the White Wings, the White Doves, get released. We also have speakers that were in New York when that happened. A Lieutenant Colonel, well, he's a Fulbright Colonel, was in the Pentagon when that happened. He talks about the experience. We have a firefighter was deployed there two or three times, and he's a chaplain for the Albuquerque Fire Department. He's retired now, but he talks about the experiences he had while he was there. And we also have a lieutenant colonel that came out and explained. He wasn't involved in that event, but he talks about how our service people work when everybody else is panicked. And we also invite the fire departments and the police departments, because they're first responders. They were really involved in that. So it's a free event. We just want to remember. That's what we do.
And if you're curious, all of the events we mentioned, including the White Wings Over America for September 11th, they're listed at wildlifewest.org. Now, I wanted to make sure to leave some time for this, Roger, because like you said, for even some of these events, there's groups coming out that are actually organizing the event. You provide the venue. And that's something that you can do for all sorts of reasons, whether it's a school group, team building with business. Maybe talk a little bit about some of the groups you've seen come out and use the facilities.
Last weekend, we had a celebration of life event. A gentleman, pretty young, I think, because I'm old, but he passed away, and his family rented the space, and they had like 200 people come and had events remembering this gentleman that passed away unexpectedly. So they came and celebrated that life.
Okay.
So that's one thing. And then we have family reunions, graduation parties, weddings, and all kinds of family events. And our rates, our rental rates are really reasonable. You go a lot of places and it's outrageous, but it's very, very affordable here. It also supports our mission too, and that's the rescued wildlife.
And let me tell you this, as far as reaching out to wildlifewest.org, it can seem like when you talk about, but then I got to listen. I saw the email about the kite flying for this weekend just this morning and was able to connect with Roger. And he's on the air with us today. So they're responsive. And if it's something that interests you, you should reach out. And, we're a non-commercial radio station. So those that know that may think, well, wait a minute, you're really promoting this. You're selling this thing, Steve. Well, I am, because they do a great job and they're a positive thing for our community. And Roger, it's a nonprofit.
Yes. Also, we have amazing all volunteer staff. And they come here in rain, snow, sleet, whatever. They help feed the animals. It's an amazing event. Every day, feeding, caring, cleaning. These animals need a lot of love. And so we have people better than employees, these volunteers.
Well, that is good. Now, how are you set for volunteers, Roger? Could you use more?
Yes, more like maintenance.
Yeah.
And the animal care, everybody signs up and says, I want to work with animals. And all you got to do is get married, right? That's a joke. But our staff is fairly complete. We do have occasional openings for animal care, but it's a big commitment. It takes like one day a week, like 4 hours, and you need to commit for a year or two, because once we get you trained, we don't want you just to go away. We want you to come and spend the rest of your life, maybe. We have people that have been here over 20 years. They're very dedicated, and it gives them a lot of benefits in emotion and care. That's a big reward.
Well, and as I mentioned, it is a nonprofit, and there is opportunity for you on the website to sponsor and or donate towards Wildlife West Nature Park. And again, the website is wildlifewest.org in Edgewood, New Mexico. If you're not sure where that is, on the website, there's a tab that says map hours. The directions are there. You will find it if you want to get out there. And Roger, I mean, how often do you find when people get out there and they're just like, I had no idea?
That's like the deer with no eyes, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You have no idea.
Yeah. But it's true. It's a hidden treasure.
It is. There's a lot of people come out and they say, this place is so awesome. And the mission of rescuing animals is, you know, it touches people's heart and they are generous. That's how we survive, is the generosity of our public. They want to help. We have possibilities of trusts and life donations, life memberships, all kinds of ways to help.
All right. Well, if people want to find out about that, now I see the volunteer number. I'm not sure if this is the same. Volunteer number on the website is 281-7655. Would that be the number to call just to get general information as well?
That's correct.
Okay. Area 505-281-7655. We've been visiting with Roger Alink with the Wildlife West Nature Park in Edgewood, New Mexico. Roger, again, thank you not only for your time today, but for what you've done to start this years ago and provide a safe, fun, family-friendly place for this community to enjoy, support, and create memories.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, we'll have you back, Roger. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And thanks for tuning in. Join us again every weekday afternoon, 1 o'clock, ABQ Connect on KLYT.
Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.